The Dallas Mavericks now have their very first NBA championship. They beat the Miami Heat last night. The final score is 105-95. Joining us now, Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. First of all, Ibrahim, were you among those surprised? We spoke to a strong Dallas fan who said even though he cheered for his team, he didn't expect them to beat the Heat. Were you in the same position?
I think most people, and when this whole series began, had the Heat winning in about five or six games. So, you know, the general understanding was that the Heat were more talented. And Dallas was a good team, and Dallas had a lot of cagey veterans. But then the Heat had more firepower, and at the end, and that would prevail.
All right, so what happened to the Miami Heat, and how can they fix it?
You know, it's a question of, you know, they often say offense wins games and defense wins championships. Well, both of these teams played excellent defense. What it came down to in this instance was the value of teamwork and people actually working together and knowing each other. So the team that came on the court for the Miami Heat was sort of a hodgepodge that started the season, younger guys that were trying to figure it out. The team that came on for the Mavericks was also a hodgepodge of sort of hired gunmen from around the league, like Peja Stojakovic, guys who had been around for a while, but except that they had been in situations where they knew how to come together as a team quicker, and they were much tighter knit, and that's what prevailed at the end.
All right, so what does this mean for this strategy of, you know, hiring big name stars to buy, sort of in some way, people have said the Miami Heat were trying to buy a championship. Does that mean that strategy doesn't work?
No, I still think they're going to get a championship. I think that, that approach works, but it's difficult when you get just three guys. You have to get a complement of guys around them. Now, for the Miami Heat, they were able to identify a fourth guy who I think is going to evolve into another star. This guy, Mario Chalmers, who played at Kansas when he was in college, won a national championship. He really stepped up in these finals, and that's probably the one shining piece. Yes, they have three amazing stars. They have to find the rest of the team to really build around them.
Don't you think that the people in Miami are going to be wondering why they paid $14.5 million to both LeBron and Chris Bosh and didn't bring home a championship?
You know, they came two games away, and they started the season with an incomplete roster. And these guys are young and in their prime of their basketball playing years. I think that the people in Miami need to relax a little bit and count their blessings.
All right, that's probably a direct message to our news editor, Javier Guzman. But Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, we also might get a lockout on the NBA Finals at this point. Is that going to kind of break the momentum, all the attention that's been paid to basketball lately?
I will say that part of my, you know, NBA is really a drama, and there's always a villain, and there's always heroes, and there's always, you know, the good and the bad. And at the end of the game, I had this sort of sweet, sorrowful moment, like, wow, that might be the last NBA game I see for another year and a half. The reality is that the NBA, the players and the owners are very far apart, and this might be a bittersweet moment for the NBA at the highest it's ever been. People are loving the game and watching it, but they have to sort out some issues in the offseason to figure out how they're going to handle this, the revenue sharing and that sort of thing, and hopefully they'll figure that out, because right now it's not looking good.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor with the basketball and football lockouts, trying to find a new hobby. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Thanks. Good morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.